Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
Our guest, Tom Mueller, has written a very fascinating book. It's entitled Extra Virginity. What do you think that's about? Well, Tom is the world's expert on olive oil and olive oil fraud. And Extra Virginity is a story of globalization, deception, and crime in the food industry from ancient times to the present. Tom, welcome to Body Language. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Christopher. It's great to be here.
We're speaking to you from your palatial home in Italy, which I assume is among a grove of silvery gray olive trees, which reminds you daily of your mission.
That's right. It's hard to escape it in my part of the world, which is Liguria. There are many, many, many hillsides covered with olive trees, and sadly, many hillsides abandoned with olive trees that are being overgrown with brambles. So it's something that where it is much beloved, but also somewhat maligned right now and needs help.
Why did you write Extra Virginity? What was the impetus for doing that?
It was actually born from a conversation I had with my then editor at The New Yorker when we were discussing what my next project would be, and olive oil came up, and it sounded like a tasty, sort of lightweight assignment and in and out quickly. And 6 years later, I'm still struggling to understand what has happened to me. I've become immersed in the stuff, perhaps almost dangerously in some cases. But even 3 weeks after the assignment, I was in a dark bar in South Rome with a undercover policeman who was telling me all these things about high-level olive oil fraud and corruption among government officials and million-dollar trade and so on. It was all I could do not to laugh, because frankly, what he sounded like he was talking about was drug trafficking, but what we were really talking about was olive oil.
Well, olive oil is a food, and it is perishable. It has a somewhat short shelf life, especially if it isn't stored properly. But there's a lot of olive oil out there, as I understand from your book, Extra Virginity, that isn't olive oil at all. It's just oil with various chemicals and colorings in it and sold to unsuspecting consumers. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, there is a lot of substandard stuff being sold as olive oil. Some of it is actually adulterated with other seed oils, but some of it is just low-grade olive oil that's been dumbed down, simply the edge knocked off, the bad smells and bad flavors removed with chemical means, and then sold as extra virgin. And it's the law is very clear on this subject, but the enforcement is extremely weak.
What is extra virgin olive oil? What does that term mean? And how can we as consumers be assured that what we buy is really the good stuff? By the way, our guest is Tom Mueller, who is the author of Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil. So, what is EVOO?
Well, extra virgin olive oil is the highest quality grade of olive oil that's been made with mechanical means. In other words, it's been ground up and pressed or centrifuged out with no chemicals, no high heat, just squish the olive and out comes the oil.
This is extra sometimes called a first press, isn't it?
Well,
now there are all those terms out there. Cold press, first press.
The only kind of oil, of extra virgin olive oil in the world, is the first press. So first press is a bit of a misnomer, because there can be no other kind of extra virgin olive oil. It has to be first pressed. A bit like cold pressed. You can't actually get oil out of cold olives. It has to be somewhat warm. So first cold press is, if you like, three marketing terms in one, but it doesn't really mean much.
There is a historic precedent in the United States for the olive branch. For example, Thomas Jefferson was among the first Americans to champion olive oil, and he saw to it that an olive branch heavy with fruit was placed in the talons of the eagle on the Great Seal of the United States. What's interesting about that seal with the bald eagle is that in the eagle's left talon there are 13 arrows, as in 13 states, but the eagle is looking to the right and he's holding an olive branch, which coincidentally has 13 olives and 13 leaves. There's a lot of old symbolism and mythology to olives and the olive branch. And that's frankly one of the fascinating things about your book. It's not only a great history of olive oil in the world, but also a bit of a mystery and a detective story too. Let's talk about the shield and the symbolism of the olive branch.
Well, I think what you say sums up beautifully how from ancient Greece to Woodstock, choose peace, not war, right? But I think the founding fathers were steeped in olive oil and olive trees, in part because they traveled in the Mediterranean, and in part because they knew the ancient Greeks and their writings and how vitally important olive oil was in the ancient world. I mean, olive oil in the Greco-Roman world was every bit as important as petroleum is in our world. And in fact, petroleum means olive oil from a stone. Petra oleum is Latin for olive oil from a stone.
There are political components to your book, too. For example, you have a section that discusses how the Israeli government has been systematically destroying Palestinian olive groves to deny people a source of income and, frankly, part of their heritage. Can you expand upon that?
Well, owning olive trees and olive grove is a way of demonstrating your ownership of the land and your control of the land. By definition, therefore, destroying the olive trees on someone's property or denying them access to those trees is a way of denying them a very powerful symbolic as well as real ownership of the land. Since the beginning of the building of the West Bank Barrier, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of olive trees have been destroyed by a range of people, not only Israelis, also Palestinians. But olive trees are a very strong marker for who owns and controls the land.
Another political aspect to your work and also to the book is that you recently testified before the United States International Trade Commission in Washington, a hearing, and this is my opinion, that was inspired by your book, Extra Virginity, and the uproar that it has caused. What did you tell the International Trade Commission?
I essentially said that there are problems with the quality of olive oil being sold in America today and the quality of olive oil that the average consumer in America gets. I firmly believe that it is not a nationalistic problem, because there are some big-time olive oil fraudsters in Los Angeles that I detail in my book as well, but a matter of attitude towards quality and honesty. But until America passes a very powerful, very strong quality regulation and, above all, begins to apply it, to enforce it, the American consumer is somewhat doomed to having bad olive oil.
I don't think it's coincidental that Consumer Reports, a magazine of impeccable integrity that I often quote, decided to do a blind taste test of the leading olive oils sold in the United States. Five of the top eight olive oils that they reviewed, including the top two, McAvoy Ranch and Trader Joe's, are from California. Does that surprise you? And is the U.S. emerging as a leader, well, at least they are, according to Consumer Reports, in quality olive oils?
It doesn't surprise me, because I know a lot of the producers of those oils. I know them personally. Because you can't trust the labels, you have to know the people and the companies.
Aha, the label. And one should look for a label that has a date on it. What does that date indicate?
That indicates not when they think you should eat it by, best by date, but when it was harvested. Olive oil is a seasonal product, and you must know the date of production in order to be able to judge how fresh it is.
Tom, how can people learn more about your work? Do you have a website where people can check into your work and the book Extra Virginity?
I do. This subject is moving so fast that I've started a site called truthinoliveoil.com. Which tries to field some of the questions raised by my book and tries to carry on something of a movement towards quality in olive oil, truth in olive oil, and in olive oil labeling.
Tom Mueller, author of Extra Virginity, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language. I'm Christopher Springman, and you are listening to Radio MD.